Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Three.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel Miami 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sport of Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Shout out to the Marlins. Took 2 out of 3 from the Milwaukee Brewers this weekend. Almost had a sweep. Blew it late.
It was some unfortunate. Is that just one of them situations where you say, that ain't going to happen again? Right?
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those crazy things.
I mean, they've been pretty nails to you know, thus far. And it would have been awesome. I mean, to get yourself, you would have gone to, you know, come out.
That's
of this,
a good team.
Come
too.
Out of this
That's
weekend.
A good team.
Oh, they've been amazing. They would, yeah. 20 games over 500 coming into the series, and the Marlins could have gotten themselves to 2 games under .500. It would have been unbelievably sick if they were able to pull that off. They did not, but they did win a couple over the weekend. Just what can you say about this team, man? They've just been so impressive. This whole time, Edberto Hernandez, he had a couple of home runs over the weekend. I saw him. He went deep against Milwaukee. The game I went to, so he was popping in there and adding some big bops for the fish. Dane Myers went deep on Saturday. They won 7-4. Obviously, the trade rumors, you know, still swirling out there, but you got to wonder.
Sandy's starting to come into form.
He's starting to come into form for sure, but you got to wonder. You know, the Marlins are about to, get this series going with the Cardinals, who are no great shakes. Marlins have been a good road team. And you got to wonder, like, hey, man, do the Marlins get themselves within striking distance?
Yeah, let's give it a little run.
We'll see.
But question, even if, like, I don't like the fact that we're kind of looking at this as, ooh, we need to keep everybody in case we need to make a run this year. I mean, you're far and exceeding what you thought you would do this year. Should you at least give it another year? If you start trading.
Are you saying give it another year as far as key people or give it another year as far as like still feel like you're selling to build yourself?
keeping people, because you got some pop in the bats, like you've been hitting the crap out of the ball, but and the pitching, which is usually one of your strengths, is now starting to turn around, right? If you start, okay, Sandy's starting to come around, let's trade him, right? What are you going to get? Another pitcher?
I mean, imagine they have two really good pitchers in the minors who had really great weekends.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So they have people. If you have people that you can call up that you feel can fill that void, then you can get some assets for Sandy.
Yeah, my only thing with Sandy is I do think there's some value in like having, if this does end up being a wild card run, first of all, I think Sandy's good enough to where like if this did get better and you got to the point in the offseason, I don't think anybody's not going to trade for Sandy Alcantara, who's back. The only time you pull the trigger on it is if you fear he's going to regress and not get back to being Sandy Alcantara, which right. I don't think is as likely. When you're talking about guys like Cal Quantrill or guys like Edward Cabrera, I can understand wanting to strike while the iron's hot. I can understand yeah. that.
But not a horse.
But Sandy, I'm just like, yeah, but more likely than not, he's probably going to get back to who he was, right? Like, he doesn't yeah. stink now all mm-hmm. of a sudden.
Well, and again, his ball, his last outing, the ball, the movement was as best as I've seen it. And so from that standpoint, it may be been, you know, now he feels, you know, comfortable now that he's healthy, because there's one thing to be healthy, and this is across all sports, whatever your injury is. It's one thing to be healthy. It's one thing to mentally feel that you're ready and you can do everything that you've done before, mm-hmm. because you know what that pain and that uncomfortableness felt like. So it, like, I'm wondering, even though he may have been healthy mentally, did he feel that he could just go head on and let her rip?
Right.
And it looked like he did the last start.
No, I could. I mean, you remember some of the comments that he had early in the season where he's like, I'm going to go back to Sandy mode. Like, you could definitely see he was searching yeah. for something, and it just wasn't there.
Right.
But I'm kind of with, like, where Hunter says, like, hey, trade Cabrera, keep everybody else. Like, that one I'm unsure of, because I know, like, that one I'm like, did he figure it out? Or is he going to go back to Rick Vaughn style, like, all of a sudden? if you flip Cal Quantrill, was like a late season signing. If you could flip him into somebody that Peter Bendix thinks is going to be awesome, and look, I got to give Bendix some credit, because this Kyle Stowers move, like, look Ooh. What Stowers has turned into. And right. they did that for Trevor Rogers last year. And right. Trevor Rogers had, like, two good runs as a fish. So that's what I think you got to have the faith in. And the other thing is, Yuri looks like himself. He's been so good.
Yep.
I may be lame on this, but there's something about me that I'm like, do you want to get rid of that guy's mentor, having that guy with him every single day, just for the rest of this year? That's it. At some point, obviously you got to take the training wheels off, but like, he's going through the same thing of coming back from Tommy John. Is it really going to be that harmful? I mean, unless right. the Marlins are knocked, you know, somebody knocks their socks off, which I don't even know, because at one point, 2 weeks ago, people were telling me the Marlins offers for Sandy were terrible. One start, and all of a sudden these deals are going to be like, people are coming with a king's ransom for him.
Yeah, I would still believe that team's not going to up their offer till they see a good month or two of Sandy. And at that point, it won't matter, because it wouldn't trade deadline be gone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Schmeathen says,
Is Sandy starting tomorrow?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that would be his last start before the trading deadline.
Yep.
Deadline's Thursday.
Yeah, he starts tomorrow. Sonny Gray's still doing the damn thing.
All right. They're fun to watch. I don't think, besides bringing the young guys up, I don't really think there's anything.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting go make a. I'm not even suggesting buying. I'm not even suggesting, like, hey,
no,
go.
Me either.
Go
Neither.
Sell the farm for somebody. I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying, look, if you got a deal that is too good to pass up, okay, I understand it, because it's like, you still are under 500. But
are we to the point where we trust what Bendix is doing, though? Because it seems like he's We made some good moves.
As I said earlier in the season when I apologized to him on Twitter, but then he made me look a fool with the worst run of the season. My apology is still up online, so okay. It's still there.
All right.
He got, you know, he traded Jazz Chisholm. He got a horse of an offensive catcher in Augustine Ramirez. He's still got to work on the catching thing, but he's a great hitter.
Hey, is he like, he's like that catcher in Major League? Can't throw it back to the pitcher.
They're just going, they were talking about this yesterday. Seeloff was like, you know, and you got Yuri Perez, who's 6'8", so he's not holding him on. And then Augustine Ramirez, his percentage is 11%. See, it's like the league average is 25%. I'm like, all right, so this guy's going to be on second base.
Yeah.
But, man, he can bop him.
What if you get another catcher and then you move him to first?
Maybe.
That's usually the move, because
it usually is the move.
When you're hitting like that, we want you to hit.
Yeah, it usually is the move. It usually is how it goes there. Hunter says getting Stowers for Trevor Rogers. I'm with you, dude. It was amazing. It is actually crazy. That was a hell of a move. So great job by the Fish. With that, we have the Dolphins. They just wrapped up another day of training camp. Minka Fitzpatrick finally speaking to the media. Now that he's got the little sweetener.
Do you think he should have to answer questions about Flores?
I don't know if anybody is going to ask about Flores.
In football terms, in life terms, that's a long time
ago. It's a very long time ago.
Didn't they already play each other?
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. Guess who was his coach in Pittsburgh?
Flores. So yeah, I forgot about that.
So enough about it.
He said,
somebody's going to ask about it. Like,
of course.
And I always wonder what is the relevance of it at this point, many years later?
Flores probably did the move when he did a press conference about it. He's probably like, ask Minka about it. He probably loved me. Same thing they did with Tua. Travis Wingfield from Miami Dolphins Drive Time Podcast with a quote from Minka. I'm extremely excited to be a Miami Dolphin. I'm extremely excited about this season. I think our ceiling is very high. We have a lot of young, hungry guys. My silence was nothing to do with my feeling towards the Miami Dolphins. And what everybody's been saying, he's a very quiet guy. He doesn't talk a lot.
Yes, and that's the other thing. Like, there are certain people I play with guys that they don't talk. Like, you know, behind closed doors, they may giggle a little bit and hang out with the boys, but they are quiet. And to put anything on him because he's not a talker is kind of unfair.
I know you don't take training camp highlights very much, but he had a sick interception over the weekend, like over the shoulder. And I was like, I'm not used to that with the safeties because they didn't get any of that last year.
But again, there's certain aspects of camp that carry over. And with defenders, ball hawking, right? Like, it don't matter whether you in pads, whether you in shorts or whatever. That ball goes up in the air, you can go get it.
Well, he's all good. He got a signing bonus of like $16 million, so.
Yeah, they just moved some of that money.
A little sweetener. Tate South says, apologize to Stinka Tobin. For a training camp highlight? Look, as long as he's not...
You're not making a big deal about it. It depends on who it is.
It was a great play.
You know what? For Minka, I'm going to play some Jay-Z for him coming back.
Oh, man. We'll hear from some of your Miami Dolphins. Tua, he was in the orange jersey today.
I heard some of the stuff Tua said. Whoop.
Interesting,
my man,
right?
Bringing it.
He
right?
was bringing it. We'll bring you some of that. He was on NFL Network. He was spitting a little bit. Christian Wilkins.
Nasty.
Some reporting from Josina Anderson that there was an incident with some teammates. We don't have a lot of details on it. Speculation kind of runs wild online. I don't want to do any of that. But
well, it's with certain organizations, too.
Yeah. But
right? Hey, Vlad, if I say Raiders, you say something's happening.
Josina Anderson reported that an incident with a teammate also led to his release. So, very interesting. But I will say, like, again, it's just not necessarily – what everybody heard down here was that he was a good teammate, played hard, you know, maybe got into it from time to time on like the practice field.
I'm just saying.
He got in with everybody if you wasn't a Dolphin.
He does. We do know. Dirty player.
little grabby.
Little grabby.
Yeah, he likes little to grab a little too much. The nether regions.
Vlad, why are you, what are you doing? Vlad?
I'm old. I like saying old stuff. So, like, the nether regions, it's great.
Say, did he touch you in your unmentionables?
Why can't we mention that's what a that's a funny word? Yeah. Touching your unmentionable,
your unmentionables, nether regions,
nether regions.
Did he touch the pork or the beans?
D-Rub says.
Oh, dude, what was that movie with? Was that American Pie?
Oh. By the way, I'm glad that you mentioned it. I think I saw American Pie this week, like the week it came out. And
yeah,
what a pleasant surprise. I never thought that movie was... I just went to go see a movie. I didn't think it was going to be that type of movie where it was a franchise. So,
yeah, it was that first one?
The first one was, yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, man. Stifler.
Especially when Jennifer Coolidge is like big time now.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. MILF. That's where the terminology came from.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chanting it. Take a break. More to come here on the show. We'll hear a little bit from Tua. He was spitting on NFL Network. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hey, Stars and Strings. Our sister station, Kiss Country, is bringing back Stars and Strings featuring Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson, and more at Hard Rock Live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood on November 6th. If you guys want to win tickets to go see Stars and Strings, text the word STARS to 20357. Text STARS to 20357. Tickets are on sale now at starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more information, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Do not text and drive. Stars and Strings coming your way this fall. Check it on out. Just like Footy Footy Football, which will be back here before you know it. We're in the midst of training camp right now.
July went by fast, huh?
It did. It did go by fast.
And I like it. Usually July and August. Oh, my God.
Can drag a little bit. Can drag a little bit. But, no, it has flown by, Vlad. It has flown by.
What has happened that it just kind of, just kind of flew by?
Just blink, dude.
Felt like it was the 4th of July came, boom.
And then I feel like we were just a minute ago. You and Frogboy were loading up on fireworks with the guy at the security guard.
Yeah.
You know? Crazy.
I just found a couple of bottle rackets just loose in my garage.
Do you save those fireworks for, like, Labor Day?
No.
Oh, that's
it. Go get some new ones.
Re-up.
What's up? Re-up. I think I'm going to do it for New Year's.
Yeah, is Labor Day known as a firework holiday? Maybe at a park?
I live in Davie. What the hell you think?
Every day's a firework holiday. Whatever you want, we'll make it happen.
I'm saying, like,
do fireworks for Halloween.
Man, somebody was blowing up fireworks on Juneteenth.
Oh, man. So, man,
they don't need a reason. It's a holiday they got to work.
Just figure it out. So Tua Tagovailoa, he was on NFL Network this weekend and did an interview with Cam Wolf, Bucky Brooks, and was talking a lot of things, but obviously everybody wanted to get his feelings on the Tyreek Hill situation, which he addressed a little bit, I thought, well, in his media session last week. But
I think he was pretty honest about it. Everybody,
be honest, Push.
I think everybody was probably in line with what he said. It wasn't a shock. He didn't go out of his way, including Tyreek.
Yeah. Well, let's hear a little bit from Tua. For those who didn't hear it, this was when Cameron Wolf asked him about where things stand with Tyreek. Here's what Tua had to say on NFL Network.
You mentioned growth and leadership. Like earlier this week, we were talking to you about Tyreek, and obviously he had the moment last year where he says, "I'm out, bro," and everybody saw that. And you talked about the relationship building you have to do. To me, I saw an accountability, a level of leadership that maybe what we wouldn't have saw from you year one, year two. Can you maybe take us through your process there and your relationship there?
No doubt. I would say from that comment last year, it's not like only one person was going to hear that. Like, Cheetah had to have known that, okay, if I'm saying this, you know, I'm going to make sure the team knows. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure the quarterback knows. I'm going to make sure the fans know. I'm going to make sure everybody knows. Mm-hmm. The league knows. I'm going to keep everybody on notice when I make this comment. And could it have been in the heat of the moment? Sure, you could say that. But at the end of the day, it came out. And whether you portrayed it to be something different because you're a competitor or not, that's not up for you to decide. Mm-hmm. That's up for people in their own minds to create that, whatever they thought that meant for them, right? And so, just like anybody else, like, yeah, of course, Cheetah's a great player, phenomenal player. But in the locker room, that's where everything, the nitty gritty, the relationships, the hard conversations, like, that's where you build each other up. That's why, you know, you kind of work on each other as well. You have those conversations there.
Leroy said that. That was mm-hmm. the first thing Leroy said after the incident. Like, don't worry about talking to the media. He has to get the trust of the guys in the locker room.
Yeah.
For sure.
Dude, I learned one of the first lessons that I learned when I got into the league. You're a running back. Nobody cares on if the coaching staff likes what you do. You better have the love of the five guys blocking for you, because what they are willing to do if they know you one of them or they know you giving your all will be different if just the coaches like you. And that has been true in every sport that I've seen and that we've all seen. When a team likes you, right? For example, in basketball, if team don't like you and you go get pummeled, ain't nobody there to back you up. If a team love you, it's about to be a street fight.
Terry Rozier's only good moment from last year was punching Amen Thompson right in the face for throwing Tyler.
But that shows the respect that other players have for Tyler. And so when you lose that, right, it may not show up in all situations, but there'll be situations where somebody could have dudes back and they just say, he ain't with us like that.
Here's the rest of Tua's comments in that answer to Cam Wolf and Bucky Brooks on NFL Network.
Reek is going through his own phase of who he wants to become as a man in this league, who he wants to become as a father for his kids. And I said this in the previous interview, you know, it's never too late for anybody to want to change, man. Mm-hmm. Like, regardless of what that looks like for them, that's their stepping stone, that's their journey, and that's what it is. And we're still continuing to build that relationship. But if that happened maybe 3 years ago, you know, I can understand what you're saying. I probably wouldn't have, because in my mind, I'm like, I don't want to be talking bad about somebody or, you know, because I wouldn't want that done to me. But I don't feel it's me talking bad about my teammate. Kind of what you said, I'm just trying to hold him accountable, because that's what we're trying to do with everybody on our team. Mm-hmm. And if this is what we say the standard is, then that's what the standard is. Right. And nobody's exempt from it.
Mm. Yep. Agreed. That, you know, when you have a player, no matter how great he is, when he doesn't act above the special teams guy when you go in that locker room, everybody loves that dude, right? I would say that was one of the glaring differences between Chris Carter and Randy Moss, right? Not saying that Chris Carter was all about winning, so he wasn't a throw-me-the-damn-ball type guy, right? But you always knew, having a conversation with Chris Carter, he wasn't one of you. Whereas Randy, we going to eat chicken wings, we going to hang out, and then he'd go out and catch three passes for 150 on Thanksgiving, right? And so there's different levels to it.
Now, what do we think about after this interview happened? Do with it what you will. Could be something. Could be nothing.
Why you got to throw a Tobin into
I'm just
it?
Saying, could be something.
Well, I'm going to tell you could what be happened.
Nothing. Let me just hear it.
I
don't have comments. Little Tyreek Hill thing. Tyreek Hill apparently has been doing good with coming out with everybody and, you know, stretching with the team.
Because he's not coming out late.
The team. Right. And today.
Came out late.
Jeez. He practiced.
What I would say is this, and somebody will get in his ear, and believe it or not, if he has a legitimate excuse, the coach will let everybody else know so they don't think that he's doing Tyreek things. But it's not up to anybody in that locker room to make the situation right other than Tyreek. Nobody else did anything, right? And how he chooses to show that, yeah, I'm one of you guys and I'm with the team and it's time for me to get some get right, right? Because I've been humbled. He's got to be the guy to show that. So what does that mean?
A lot of passes to Keenan Wallace.
I don't know. But if nobody knows what happened, you best believe there's some eyebrows on the field when he comes out going, here we go again.
Yeah, right? I'm just like,
right? Here we go. So think about it this way. Okay? Does that mean if Tyreek start the season have a 200-yard game that he going to be back to being Tyreek of last year where he can just do whatever he wants?
I don't think – look, this is just me with him, okay? I don't trust anything that he says. And this is nothing that, like, you can't trust anything that he says. And I've always said this. He's not a liar. He's a whopper teller. He'll go one way or the other way completely. You can't you can't take anything that he says at face value. But, you know, and so, like,
but still, there are certain things you can't say.
Sure. Yeah, you can't
say. And what happened at the end of last year is a no-no.
You can't say that. It's a no-no, for sure.
Okay.
But I'm just but I'm looking at it. Look, I love what Tua's doing. I think Tua, and I think the fact that he's got that accountability. Look, obviously Tyreek Hill knows he needs Tua to be successful. We saw how much he hated playing with those backups last year. I can't imagine Zach Wilson.
We all did.
Yeah, we all saw it. But I'm just telling you that, you know, I don't quite have my arms around, oh, this is going to be okay with Tyreek yet. I don't.
Wow,
damn it, Schmeathen.
God.
I just got hit with two body shots, and I have to take a standing eight count.
You got the Oscar De La Hoya right now from Schmeathen. That thing hit, took 2 seconds to factor in, and now you on a one knee like this.
Schmeathen says a Whopper eater can always step out a Whopper teller. I don't know if I'm going to make it.
You're not going to make it, bro. I think the ref called the
Witcher! Throw the towel!
TKO. Wow.
So, look, I think, you know, what sucks is, and what's unfortunate about this is Tyreek has put himself in a situation where the only thing that matters is his actions, right? I think nobody cares what he has to say. They just want to see what kind of teammate he is, what kind of accountability, and what kind of standard he's held to. And I think that's kind of what Tua said, right? Like, yeah, this is an ongoing thing. So what happens when you're in that situation of Tyreek is that everything you do is under a microscope, and I'm not talking about playing. That's what sucks. Like, he has gotten to the point where it's not even about his playing ability anymore. It's about all the other stuff. When you think about what happened last offseason, how the season started, what's going on now, right? Everybody's like, we know Tyreek can play. It's the other stuff. That's, you know, and that's the only person that can fix that is him.
I have a question, guys.
Sure.
You know, now that they've asked this question to Tua and he's responding in a way that a lot of people wanted him to respond.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you know what's going to happen the first at least 4 or 5 weeks of the season. Obviously, everything, wins and losses matters and everything like that. Uh-huh. But in the context of the winning, if Tyreek's not getting as many targets or receptions as he once did.
Right.
There's going to be a narrative that
for sure. But
You want me to tell you what teams do?
Mm-hmm.
This is a fact. Anytime you talk to a guy that plays for another team or whatever, right? They look at a team, and usually every team has one of those receivers, right? Where they're the guy. And what they do is early on in the game, they do everything to make the quarterback's eyes go in a different direction. Right? So as a defense, I can eliminate Tyreek. It may take 2 or 3 players. It may take a rolling of the defense. But if that's your sole goal and Tua is chewing you up on the other side of the field, then you got to just accept that, and we got to see that.
But football-wise, right, Leroy. But
right.
Story-wise, and
no, I know.
They're going to say, and especially if, like, Waddle's getting a lot of receptions and yards.
Everybody going to say, oh, they just turned to throw it to Waddle instead.
I don't think it's going to happen. He's too intoxicating to throw the football to. Like, he's going to be available. He's going to be there for and Tua's going to give him the football. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
It could be a thing if we want it to be a thing, but I think you said it, Vlad, on the front end of it. It's record. Like, if the team is not playing well, that's what's going to make it a Molotov cocktail of, oh, we're going to be looking for the outs. I don't think a Dolphins team that's playing well doesn't have Tyreek being, like, nullified. I think he's going to be part of that,
I think
Tua is going to get him the football.
I would agree with that. But
I think it's part of the reason why they weren't so crazy about paying Janu. Like, I think they were like, let's be real about it. We need to get back to giving these guys the football more. So we'll take a break. It's that time of day on a Monday. Leroy gathers us around the locker room, hands out his game balls and game bums.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Next. All right. It's that time, everybody, on a Monday. Leroy Horde gathers us around the locker room and hands out his game balls and game bums. What do you got for us today, Leroy?
Game ball goes to the Marlins. What a run they've been on. We went into it thinking how good. I think Milwaukee was on like, what, 10-1 or 10-2, or had won 10 straight.
They had lost one game at home in July up to the Marlins series.
So to go up there and take 2-for-3 and look good, and the only reason why you lost the third game was some craziness, right? Things that don't normally happen. So kudos to them. Been a fun watch. I don't know who to be mad at about this. MLS has suspended Messi, and was it Suarez?
Jordi Alba.
Sorry, for not going to the All-Star game.
Yep.
And I would say this. Damn it, I can't figure out what season or cup they playing for. They play 700 games. If they want to take a damn game off, then fine. However,
what?
All of the money that they have gotten for Messi, I don't know whether I should be upset that they didn't at least go to the game and just give a celebratory wave. So no. I'm kind of caught in the middle, but
don't
I
need to be caught in the middle. Don't need to be caught in the middle.
What's up?
I am the reason why you have any relevance, any notoriety right now. I am the reason that you're able to go and have a World Cup of a club World Cup and have it down here.
Correct.
I am the reason why there's four extra games that has to be played for my MLS team because I'm trying to get our league, this league, so much notoriety. So,
correct.
If Lionel Messi and Jordi Alba at the ages of 37 and, you know, in their late 30s, decide that they don't want to play, which was determined by their team. Inter Miami's brass is the one that
said they didn't. Right, Inter Miami defended them, by the way.
Right, and I give them, but they're the ones that realize my guys have been playing like 18 games in the last month and a half.
Month and a half, right.
Like, that's a lot of games for these old players. So if they don't want to play an exhibition against an all-star team from Liga Mexico, come on, man. What are we doing?
Here's what I would say, though. My counterpoint, okay? I understand you're the only reason that he's got relevance, but it is a league. And a lot of the times when you are having these all-star events, stupid as they may be, this is maybe one of the big showcases of everybody's kind of tuning into it. And it's a rule not to go just blatantly. You're messy. You could have made up an injury.
It's not, the team, though.
Not to go is
it
like.
It wasn't messy. It was the team.
What do you mean is the team?
The team Inter Miami's the one that
didn't want him to go.
Right.
Yeah, all right, dude. Come on.
But so here's
sure,
the deal.
Sure.
Here's the reason why I gave a game bum. Cause I don't know.
Bum.
Like, I get this league has put a lot of money and is getting paid a lot of money because they have Messi.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But they also need to acknowledge how much soccer this dude has played since he's been here, traveling around the world, playing for his club, his country.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't know half of the time they'll play against the same team that's in their league. And oh, this is not an MLS game. This is for the CONCACAF or something like this.
I understand.
Like, it's too much.
It is also a slippery slope. Like, I understand that if anybody's going to get different rules, it's going to be him. But like, these all-star games are typically showcases for leagues. And like, yeah, he's got a big part in making the league relevant. But he's also benefiting greatly from that with partnerships with Apple and partnerships with all the leagues.
They don't get that
my question is, at this age, you only got so much soccer in you a year.
But come on, right? He's not gonna.
But don't do that. You're determining what he should be able to do. And I'm saying I don't know who to be mad at. I know if I would have went to the All-Star game and Messi didn't play, maybe I would be upset. But how about we not have them play in so much crap during the season so that you either take a week off or have no soccer for a week and then put the game in the middle of that week. You don't even do that. They play All-Star then and go back on Monday.
I understand. I'm just saying, like, if you're a league and you have rules that you have to show up to the All-Star game, you can't just blatantly skip it or it's going to result in you getting suspended. Like, you can't really change the rules for Lionel Messi.
Let me ask you this, bro. Seriously. In an exhibition game, you're going to suspend me for the biggest game, the two biggest teams in MLS playing on national TV for Fox, for FS1. So, you know, they played on a weekend where there wasn't that many, you know, much sports. So you would have gotten viewers. Viewers would have watched that game on Saturday between FC Cincinnati and Inter Miami. You're trying to move the game. You're trying to push the game.
I totally get what you're saying. Anybody is going to get it, it probably should be him, but you can't dictate your league that way. And honestly, a lot of the times with other leagues, other American leagues, when this was a problem, it's exactly what kind of was the downfall of all-star games in general, where it comes to people not participating in all-star Saturday night in the NBA, people not really caring about the MLB all-star game, and they're flying home by the third inning. Like, you start letting one thing happen, and then everybody does it. So it doesn't seem like a big deal now. I get it, because it's like, oh, you should just let it pass. But if you keep letting people get away with this, eventually no one's going to show up to your All-Star games. And maybe you'll never have anybody of the star power Messi. That's probably true. But let's say 34-year-old Mbappe comes to play for Inter Miami. Like, then you would like him to say, oh, well, the precedent was set. You have to or you're going to get suspended.
Go precedent.
But at what point are we going to just acknowledge that these guys play so much soccer during the course of a year. Those extra 4 or 5 days mean a lot more to Messi than it would to anybody else. And I'm not, look, my whole problem with this is I don't know who or how to, I just give the whole situation a game, bum, because I don't know how to handle it.
Bum.
You took the one side up as rules, but I'm going to say this, okay? You know why life sometimes sucks? Because everybody don't get the Messi rules. Everybody don't get the LeBron rules. The problem that the Heat had with Jimmy was Jimmy was getting the LeBron rules or even more.
But he ain't Bron.
And they weren't seeing the product.
Yeah, but Jimmy's one of these guys. He hated the All-Star team, like the All-Star game. He doesn't want to get voted for the All-Star game, but he still had to go. Like, remember when Kyle Lowry was making fun of him because he has to go spend his weekend in Cleveland, and he was furious because he didn't get to Globetrot for 3 days.
Okay, that's fine.
LeBron took heat this year at the All-Star game because he dipped out in the All-Star game last minute. Everybody's like, that could have gone. A roster spot could have gone somebody. And he took criticism for that. Like, I get it. All-Star games are they can be very stupid.
But
I understand, and they're not.
Problem. An All-Star game in basketball is a lot different than an All-Star game in soccer. Because here's why. Because you have your schedule, you have a week off or 5 days off, and then you continue your season. Okay? In soccer, you play for your country, you play for these cups, you play for all of this, and then, oh yeah! All-Star game.
Okay, but like baseball had to fix some things too because guys were flying after the third inning and leaving, and they had to play 162 games. Like, they got 2 days off. That's it.
But it's still their.
It doesn't matter. But it's still a busy schedule.
Their season.
It's still a busy.
They don't have, like, during the season, they don't go and play 5 games for their country and then come back.
Yeah, MLS probably knows, like, if they don't let people play in these tournaments of significance, that their league's not going to get anybody else. Like, if you didn't allow these guys to get internationally borrowed for other things, like, they'll literally have nobody in their league.
Why don't they just?
So there are already rules that they're bending. It's like, it's not like you're playing on a strict MLS schedule, because if you did, you wouldn't get any of these guys.
See, I wouldn't have a problem. The All-Star game was within the MLS players, but every time they have an All-Star game, they're bringing some team. Another team, a team maybe that's doing the American tour right before they start their Premier League season or La Liga season or whatever. They're always trying to get a European power. This time it was a Mexican All-Star team. Cool, but, you know, it wasn't going to hurt anyone. And guess what?
Trying to put together two MLS All-Star teams?
It wasn't going to hurt anyone. And here's the other thing. If they were really so, like, solidified about this rule, why did the commission come out after I want to talk to the players to figure out a way out of this.
Listen, I'm not going to say the league's blameless. I'm sure there's somebody in the league that's having a pissing contest and wants to say, I'm the commissioner, you know? There's always that. But there is part of me that understands. That's like, hey,
I understand both sides of it, but I would also say this, right? The fact that the organization came out and defended their players.
I mean, yeah. But
says something else.
Of course they're going to defend Messi.
Well,
they got a damn stadium going up there. They need his ass to show up. What if Messi was just like, oh, you guys didn't defend me? Deuces? I'm going to go do a
retirement. And that's the way MLS should have did.
And that's what exactly, because his contract's about to be up. And all that all that money they got, all that Apple deal was because of one player. So guess what? He's a free agent. If he decides this is the way you guys are treating me, I'm out, deuces, then guess what? You're the WNBA.
If Posh Spice came into the studio right now and they were like, be honest, I'd dump that Apple package after 1 month.
If Messi wasn't there, right?
No, I did.
Oh, you did?
I was just like, this is cool. I get it. It's fun. Yeah. Okay. And you want to know what annoyed me, Vlad? So many of the games weren't even on that damn Apple. All over the place.
You're right.
Apple TV.
They got us.
They got me, dude. So did FanDuel, by the way. Don't think I thought I could forget about that FanDuel. All summer league.
More? Apple, DAZN, or FanDuel?
Oh, man. Was I heated. Because this damn turkey a la Shea comes out and he goes, DAZN, we're not going to do pay-per-views anymore. I'm like, I fell for that already. You think you're getting me again, turkey? And FanDuel. We're streaming all of our games on FanDuel. and they were streaming anyway on ESPN Plus. Congratulations. And now I got Rays games for a month. I don't want to watch the Rays.
So my game bum is to this situation.
Also, right? Hey, why do you guys go? Oh, why am I yelling at the Heat? What? FanDuel.
Yeah, you know the Heat is that way. Yell somewhere else.
Hey, FanDuel. Why do you have two separate packages for Marlins and Heat? You think you're cute? We're gonna do a Marlins package and a Rays Heat package.
Wait, Rays Heat?
Nobody wants to watch the Rays.
They combining the
Heat? Wait.
If they doing that, that means the Magic.
Why don't they do Rays Magic?
Yeah, why don't they do Rays Magic?
Got me. I don't know. I haven't watched one Paolo Banchero game on my FanDuel app.
Is it because they don't have a deal with Orlando?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. I don't know. I just know that I'm getting. I know that they're busting me up every month. They're just like, here we go. Just got him again. Old Tobes building another wing of FanDuel. Great. Now I got two gambling companies killing me. Hard Rock for my terrible betting and FanDuel because they're 900
packages. Did we do 3 out of 4?
3 out of 4, yeah. We had the Xander knockout.
What did you lose?
We hit that. That was the only one we lost on. We hit Marlins. We hit RDR beating Robert Whitaker. We hit Clarissa Shields by decision. And all we had left was Xander by TKO. Like,
yeah, that's why, I don't know why you thought he would knock him out. Because the odds. You look at the odds.
One, he excited me very much. Cause first of all, he was coming off a knockout of a guy who had never been stopped. Two.
So you thought he was just getting ready to get his man punches in?
No, I mean,
right?
I think,
what did they say about Mexican boxers?
Tough.
Okay.
Tough.
So there you go.
Tough. You almost got him though in that seventh round. I thought he was going.
I mean, you know what's crazy, Vlad? There was two or three times in the fight where dude looked like he was doing the Matrix, like right. It looked like he was about to go at any time.
He did,
and Xander started attacking, and then dude just started fighting back, like, oh, the okie doke.
Yeah, but there was a one point in the ninth round where he hit him with a 3-punch combination. It looked like Rush Hour Chris Tucker. Like, which one of y'all kicked me? It was like,
hey, boom. Vlad, I'm telling you, it looked like he was going to go down a few times in that fight, and he, man.
Take a break. Marlins got a little shout out from a Hall of Famer this weekend. That's next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. Tune into our show and join me in making some regrettable decisions. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS.
Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.